Howdy, folks. You ever notice a woman who can spot a blonde hair on a man's coat across a room can't always see a pair of garage doors 10 feet wide? I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum with Just Entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's Just Entertainment time. Well, we've got the annual Memorial Day holiday weekend coming up in a few days. Kind of makes you tremble when a holiday weekend comes around, doesn't it? All those automobile accidents that happen. But this one may not be so bad with a holiday falling on a Saturday. The Kansas City Star ran a little verse a few years ago that's worth repeating now. If the drivers that might benefit will only listen. It goes like this. I think that I shall never see a driver half as dumb as me. A driver who can't park his own within the parking meter zone, who waits at intersections shy till all the other cars go by, who timidly moves on and then the doggone light goes red again. But still I move along with slow advance and never take just one more chance. And if I seem slow to arrive, at least I turn up still alive. So if you plan to be on the highways this Memorial Day weekend, please take it easy, will you? Marion Morgan's going to start off our music today with a song you youngsters, you may not even have heard of before, but I know you'll like it. My cutie's due at 2:22 today.
My cutie's due at 2:22. He's coming through on a big choo-choo. He's been away for months, but I have cheated once. Stayed home nights, didn't dance, wasn't taking any chance. Didn't flirt, and though it hurt, I just couldn't do my cutie dirt. My days were blue, my nights were black, but I just knew that he'd come back. For I love him and he loved me. And say, don't think there ain't no Santa Claus. I know darn well there is, because my cutie's due at 2:22 today.
Reminds me of an old whistle I used to know that went out on a toot. Speaking of the holiday this weekend, maybe you're having company, huh? Well, I'm sure your house is the kind where you remember every little thing that's thoughtful and pleasing to your guests. Like having delicious double mint chewing gum always handy there to pass around. People appreciate that kind of thoughtfulness. So you have lots of delicious double mint ready for all your guests over the Decoration Day holiday, will you? It's good hospitality, believe me. Here's a great old-timer by the old-time Jack Halloran Quartet in the shade of the old apple tree.
In the shade of the old apple tree, where the love in your eyes I could see, when the voice that I heard, like the song of a bird, seemed to whisper sweet music to me. I could hear the dull buzz of the bee. In the blossoms, as you said to me, with a heart that is true, I'll be waiting for you. In the shade of the old apple tree. In the shade of the old apple tree.
Boy, there's a song, it's 53 years old. And the apple tree was old even then. Wouldn't be surprised if by now its limbs were full of rheumatiz, you know. Which brings us around to the symphony boys here. Yes, sir. The Buttram Symphony, ready, able, and willing to please. Like double mint chewing gum, you know. You just have some delicious double mint handy when you want it, and it's always ready, able, and willing to give you long-lasting pleasure. Well, that music means it's Buttram Bonus time. Today's Buttram Bonus is another language study. I've just become an expert on Pennsylvania Dutch talk. I did it all in 10 minutes. Yeah, that's how long it took me to read an old column by J.E. House, which I found in a 1922 edition of the Philadelphia Ledger. And he gives several examples of mock Dutch English. It seems one time a huckster and his wife were selling vegetables, and they stopped at this house. And the woman went to the door, and soon the man said, did you bell? And his wife replied, sure, I belled, but it didn't make. To explain it more clearly, she meant the bell didn't make with the sound, see? Along the same line, there was a sign on a door to inform people that the doorbell was out of order, and you'd have to knock, see? And the sign read, bell don't button, bump. I feel that we're making splendid progress here. Now, in this next example, I kind of like the strong descriptive quality. A mother and a child stood by a railroad crossing, waiting for a freight train to go by, you know. And after the train was out of sight, the child turned to her mother and said, Mom, when the little red house makes by, the train is all. Offhand, I can't think of a better way to say the caboose is on the end of the train. See? Here's another one maybe you'll like. One time a woman shopper asked for apples when they were out of season, and the storekeeper replied, the old ones is all, and the new ones ain't yet. This next one is a little difficult, and the class will have to pay a little close attention here to this. A man on a train, he asked his companion, where is Planksville? And the other man said, I ain't sure yet, but I think it's under the hill and behind Lancaster up. And you could fool me there. Well, all of us are familiar with the old twister, throw the horse over the fence some hay, which probably nobody ever said. And you've probably seen one of those cards they've got hanging around on the wall in the kitchen or somewhere. It says, we grow too soon old and too late smart. Which has a lot of truth in it, by the way. Another expression is, look the window out and see who's coming the yard in. And I understand people in the Dutch country don't really talk like that. More typical are such sayings as out in the light, which you and I would say extinguish the illumination, of course. But I really like this one. It says, eat your mouth empty once, which is another way of saying don't talk with your mouth full. See? And so today's Buttram bonus is all. And now he gives it out with a song, Bill Kennedy.
I'll see you again whenever spring breaks through again. Time may lie heavy, but what has been is past forgetting. This sweet memory across the years will come to me. Though my world may go awry, in my heart will ever lie just the echo of a sigh, goodbye.
I'll see you again, too, tomorrow, at which time I will personally sing a solo, assisted by the quartet and drowned out, if it can be arranged, by the Buttram Symphony. Incidentally, the members of the symphony, they're each being awarded gold stars right after today's program for never having been late for a payday. And folks, now don't forget to pick up a package or two of delicious double mint chewing gum at the store today, will you? There just isn't a more wholesome refreshment for so small a cost anywhere. Chewing double mint adds zest to your day. Refreshing, delicious, double mint chewing gum. Don't forget. I'm Pat Buttram, and my barber, he's gone high class on me. He calls himself a head gardener now. Goodbye now.
Sports Time with Phil Rizzuto is heard Monday through Friday evening on the CBS Radio Network.
And KNX Los Angeles.